Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's a joy and a privilege to be able to share this time with you. And as I was asking the Lord what He would have me speak on, He brought to mind a subject that it's been quite a while since I've ministered on, and that is biblical prosperity. Now, one's individual reaction when they hear that word, finances or prosperity, it's a real indication of your maturity meter, if I could say that. There are those who just at the very mention of finances, because of a variety of reasons, react negatively, they get upset, they get uncomfortable. But those who truly understand the mind and heart of the Lord regarding the resources that He has given to us as His people can rejoice, because it is a beautiful way to partner with the Spirit of the Lord as members of the body of Christ to accomplish God's purposes on the earth today. Jesus is not here, beloved. Jesus, in His glorified body, is sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. But His Holy Spirit is here to empower us, to anoint us, to give us wisdom, to enable us to be more than overcomers, to be conquerors in every area of our lives. Spiritually, physically, as well as circumstantially, and certainly in the realm of our soul, our emotions, and our will. And so, what I would like to do with the Lord's help, we're going to look at a subject that is talked about in Scripture far more than the topic of heaven or hell, salvation and prayer. In fact, some Bible scholars estimate there are approximately 5,280 verses that deal with finances in the Bible. And so what my purpose is, and before I begin sharing, I'm going to ask the Lord to anoint us all that we can really hear what He's saying out of the Word. The purpose that I have is to dispel myths as well as deceptions that even the dearest of God's people can hold. We need to understand all truth from the perspective of the divine, from God's perspective. And if we'll do that, we will be healthy. We will be able to embrace truth, no matter what the metron or what the area. And so, having said that, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I do thank You for the privilege we have to be able to share Your Word. And Lord, I ask that You will enable me to impart truth, impart the actual directives of the Word of God, so that we can really prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. Father, we commit this time to You and the remainder of the week, and ask that Your anointing and Your blessings will be upon not only the ministry of the Word, but those that are listening, that they will have hearing ears spiritually and receptive hearts to embrace all the goodness and the blessings that You have for us as Your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, for those of you who are regular listeners, so frequently I address the listening audience as my spiritual family, which I really feel you are, because if you've accepted Jesus, we're all brothers and sisters, not in fragmented clans, but we're all part of God's great big family, which not only those that are alive presently, but those who have already gone on and preceded us. God has one family in heaven and in earth. And for those of you who have listened, you know that I rarely speak on finances. I don't even mention finances in my Ministry of Correspondence, the monthly letters that I sent out. And I'm not saying, now hear me, there may be ministries that do spend a great deal of time sharing their particular need. I'm not saying that is wrong. I am simply saying how God has led this ministry in recent years is that I have committed before the Lord years ago to give tithe and offerings, offer everything that comes in to missions and for those areas that there may be benevolence that's needed. Occasionally I will do that, but there's a strong mission thrust to unveiled Christ's ministries. And because, and I don't advertise this, but because I do it, God has honored my obedience and step of faith and has brought for 50 years now finances that this ministry can continue, not just in a local way, not just through the correspondence, but through daily radio broadcasts for 50 years now. And that represents thousands of dollars every month. And God has been faithful. Why? Because Brother Glass and I had a revelation of finances that we are only stewards. And there's been a price to pay. We have walked in integrity. But you know what? I wouldn't change anything. I want to be able to stand before the Lord with clean hands and a pure heart, knowing that every penny that is received by Unveil Christ Ministries is sacred money, and that is purposely to be used for God's glory and for the advance of the kingdom. All right, having said all that, let's now begin to share the truth about finances. And there are three myths I'd like us to look at that have been held by a good many Christians, not even really realizing or questioning whether this belief pattern or system is scripturally correct. Have you ever heard that phrase, "Money is the root of all evil"? Well, I'm sure you have. Perhaps even, maybe even by preachers. But actually, that statement, "money is the root of all evil," that's a direct misquote of 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verse 10. "For the love of money is the root of all evil." And that verse goes on to say, "which, while some have coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows." That's true. Those that are desperately and anxiously and idolatrously coveting finances, the wealth of this world, they're piercing themselves through with many sorrows. Riches, as Solomon said, could be gone in a moment's time. They could just take wings and fly away. The key word in this verse of scripture is the love of money. Money in itself, all its different forms throughout the ages, paper money or money that was an actual precious metals like gold or silver, it's amoral. It means there's nothing evil in itself, but what will characterize a person's use of that money depends on their heart. It depends on the purpose of the use of money. We can use money, finances, to feed starving children, to alleviate the poverty and suffering of the poor, or money can be used for contract murders and drugs and crime. So money, beloved, is simply a means to an end, and it is a powerful tool that can be harnessed for good, and it actually is. Praise God for those wonderful excellent ministries through radio, through television, through those who are actually on foreign soil ministering the Word of God. It's a wonderful tool for good. And, you know, beloved, that can be true for everything. Movies, television, radio, dance, the arts, nothing is intrinsically evil in itself, but the entire use of all of these vehicles, if you will, depends on the motive of the heart. Jeremiah said in chapter 17 and verse 9, speaking of the heart, or that inner part of man, it's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's certainly true of the ungodly, a heart that has not been sanctified by the new birth, by becoming a new creature in Christ Jesus. So, beloved, it's the issue of finances is not money, but it's really an issue of the heart. And as we look at the Bible characters, we look at the patriarchs, we look at Solomon, for example. He was the wisest and wealthiest of men, and he had great wealth, and yet we can understand from his life, it wasn't his wealth that corrupted his heart and turned his heart away from serving God. It was the multitude of foreign wives that he has had, which, you know, the Bible did make mention of that, and yet because of political expediency, marrying the daughters of foreign kings, making treaties, that they turned his heart away from serving the true and the living God. And so wealth we see in the lives of many strong Bible characters who serve God all of their days, that was not an issue. It wasn't a stumbling block. But as I said, it's the issue of the heart. And so that's the first deception I wanted to share with you, that money is the root of all evil. It's not. It's the heart that can be evil. It's the motive and attitude of the person who has finances. It depends on their character, how they utilize money, which in, I don't care what culture you're in, even the most backward culture, they all have forms of exchange, if you will, or money. It doesn't have to be paper currency. So we've looked at the first deception, that money is the root of all evil, and tomorrow we're going to pick up this concept that has pervaded Christianity for quite a length of time, that to be poor is spiritual, and we're going to be looking at that in depth. So I do invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And if at any time you miss a broadcast or you'd like to rehear, just go to www.unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and they're archived there for several years, so you can listen at your convenience. But for now, thank you so much for joining me. Write and share those prayer requests, if you will. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.